Antonietta Mill, affectionately called Nenolina, was born on December 15, 1930, in Rome, Italy. During her childhood days, she stood out as a charismatic little girl who led her playmates in all the games, even when she became ill, and was popular with them because of her kindness. At the age of 3, she attended nursery school with religious sisters, and at the age of 5, little Nenolina enrolled in Catholic Action, in the group for the littlest ones. One of her teachers had mentioned that she was a child like other children, but stood out because of her sense of humor and the joyousness of her personality. She was not yet 5 years old when a swelling was noticed in her left knee. It was thought that at first she had injured the area in a fall, but eventually, the correct diagnosis was made. She was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, an aggressive form of bone cancer. When a leg had to be amputated, she bore the ordeal cheerfully. She was fitted an artificial leg that bothered her greatly. However, she offers it all to Jesus, saying, "May each step I take be a little word of love." Already at that age, she had a concept of the value of suffering that was incomprehensible without the grace of God. A religious sister who was a nurse at the clinic testified, "One morning, while I was helping the nurse who was in charge of ordering the room of the little girl, her father entered. After caressing her, he asked her, 'Do you feel any pain?' And Antonietta said, 'Daddy, the pain is like fabric. The stronger it is, the more value it has.'" The religious sister added, "If I had not heard this with my own ears, I would not have believed it." Catholic theologians have called her a mystic because the 6-year-old wrote extraordinary letters to Jesus Christ in the last months of her life that displayed understanding and actions beyond the normal for a child. In one of the letters, she wrote, "Dear baby Jesus, you are holy, you are good. Help me, grant me your graces, and give me back my leg. If you don't want to, then may your will be done." She wrote to Jesus telling him that she considered the loss of her leg to be a sacrifice to him so that others would repent their sins. She also began to write poems addressing them to her parents, her sister, Jesus, and the Virgin Mary, which were later published in a book. The amputation of her leg had not stopped the tumor that had spread to the head, hand, foot, throat, and mouth. Both the pain of the illness and the treatments that tried to heal her were very strong. And sadly, Nenolina passed away on July 3, 1937, at the age of 6. Venerable Antonietta Mill, prega per noi.